Okay, good morning and welcome to Rabbi Sacks' Sunday morning share. Yimei Hashem, Rabbi Sacks will be here next Sunday, which is Erev Shavuos, but Rabbi Sacks will be giving share. This morning's share, the topic is Shavuos. Our sponsors this morning are Sylvia and Alan Shachman, in memory of Sylvia's father, Jerome Demesek, Yeruchim Ben Gershon, Zev HaKohen, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Bechavad Gadol, Rav Sacks.
Last year we began discussing the obligation of Birchas HaTorah and specifically how it relates to Shavuos night. I had mentioned that Birchas HaTorah is unique in the following sense. It's very rare that one finds a bracha which is a chiyuv daraisa. One we know is Birchas HaMazon, Ve'achalta V'savata, O'irachta as Hashem Elokecha, and the other possible exception is this instance of Birchas HaTorah. And the Gemara tells us in Brachas and Daf Chaf Aleph, its source is based on the pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goda. The Gemara does not seem to classify it in a classic sense as a Birchas HaMitzvah or necessarily as a Birchas HaShevach, but rather quotes this pasuk, Shem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Lelokeinu. And the nature of this bracha we pointed out is somewhat unclear in various possibilities in the Rishonim. One view of Tosfos and Brachos and Daf Yud Aleph is that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah. There is a mitzvah, obviously, of Limud HaTorah, as the Gemara tells us in Psachim Adav Zayin, prior to the performance of a mitzvah, we always recite the bracha over Las Yasan. Perhaps this is true when it comes to Birchas HaTorah as well. And therefore, one view in Tosas, this is in fact how the Vanagon assumes La Halacha in Simin Mem Zayin, Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah. In fact, Tosas is bothered by the following. Normally speaking, when a person recites a bracha on a mitzvah, he immediately engages in the mitzvah. Let's assume, for example, now there is an extended lapse of time. A person made a bracha on sitting in the sukkah. Now he leaves the sukkah. And then later in the afternoon, hours later, he re-enters the sukkah. He's obligated to recite a new bracha. Tosas is bothered in Brachas Daf Yud Aleph. Why is that not true of Birchas HaTorah? Even if a person will learn in the morning, but if a person then is busy with his normal activities during the day, then he returns to learn once again, a person does not recite a brach at all. Tosus clearly assumes in this question that one should equate what is true of the mitzvah of sukkah is true of Birchas HaTorah and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, pointing to the direction of Birchas HaTorah being a Birchas HaMitzvah. Tosus answers with a beautiful teretz, when it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah, when a person leaves his sukkah, he is no longer connected. Therefore, when he re-enters, there's a new obligation. On that, he recites a bracha. Tosa says, when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, Limud HaTorah, La'olam Eino Miyayish Daito Himeno, there is no lapse of awareness. Even when a person, so to speak, engages in his normal business day, certainly that is not a hefsik in any shame or form from the principles of our Torah HaKadosha. And therefore, Tosa writes, even if a person later in the day, again, comes to the Beis Medrash and learns that certainly was not considered to be a hefsek in any shape or form. But the assumption of Tosfos is apparently this is considered to be a Birchas HaMitzvah. And as mentioned, this is what the Gon assumes lahalacha. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos maintains a very different view that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas Hodah. It is not directly related to Limud HaTorah, but rather an opportunity to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Torah Hashem. It's a Birchas Hodah, Kabbalah HaTorah, Mamed Har Sinai. And indeed, the Ramban writes in this sense, Birchas HaTorah is similar to that other bracha daraisa of Birchas HaMazon. What do the two have in common? All cases of a bracha min HaTorah are all Birchos Hodah. Just as we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Mazon, that is Birchas HaMazon, so too we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us His Torah. And therefore the Ramban writes, not the Birchas HaMitzvah, but rather a birchas hoda. Rabbi Chaim Brisker maintained the following chiddush, that maybe one could argue that there's a very different hagdara entirely to birchas haTorah. After all, when the Gemara raises what is its source, the Gemara, as mentioned, does not say mitzvah, does not say hoda, but rather kishem Hashem ekra havogod lelokeinu. When a person echoes the Shem Hashem, as the Marsha, the Sefer Charedim explains, a person engages in limud haTorah, havogod lelokeinu, one is obligated to recite a bracha. When a person invokes Shem Hashem, that automatically requires a bracha. Mashna Mahadavar Doma, the Gemara Yuma tells us a similar halacha based on the very same pasuk. When you hear, for example, the Kohen Gadol utter the Shem Hamforash, we're obligated Hakonim Va'am to respond and say, Baruch Shem Kavod, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Havogod Lelokeinu. I'll ask you, when we respond to the Kohen Gadol reciting the Shem Hashem, that is a Birchas HaMitzvah, that is a Birchas HaNenin, very simply. The Torah tells us when you hear, when you echo the Shem Hashem, the immediate response is Havogod Lelokeinu. So therefore this is also true of the Torah Hashem. Torah is considered to be Shmos of Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havogod Lelokeinu. In the classic sense, Rabbi Chaim explained the following, that Birchas HaTorah is a bracha on Cheftze Shel Torah, the very substance, the Torah itself, that requires a bracha. If a person were to ask you, for example, that why is it that Kriyas HaTorah requires a bracha? When a person is Ola Torah, he recites a bracha. Is that necessarily a Birchas HaMitzvah? When a person recites a Haftorah, it has to be surrounded by brachos. The answer is that Kriyas HaKsav, Shem HaShem Ekra, Havogoda, Lelokeinu. And therefore this is true of Birchas HaTorah as well. So therefore several possibilities. Birchas HaMitzvah, a bracha of Hodah, as the Ramban writes, or a bracha kishem Hashem Ekra, based on Cheftze Shel Torah. Several possible differences should result from the understanding of the nature of this bracha. The Mechaber writes in the very end of Simen Mem Zayin that Noshim Mevarchos Birchas HaTorah. Women recite Birchas HaTorah as well. Here the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon are bothered. Why in fact is that true? Well, if you assume it's a Birchas Hodah, then one should not distinguish between men and women regarding Birchas HaTorah. Women are obligated to give hoda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having been given the Torah Hashem. If it's a bracha on Cheftze Shel Torah, Kishem Hashem Ekra, so therefore that requires a bracha independent of whether it is a man or a woman who is engaging in this pursuit, who is requiring a bracha. The difficulty is the following. If you assume it is a Birchas HaMitzvah, a Birchas HaMitzvah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We know in the strict sense, women are exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah itself. The Magen Avraham writes the following, and then of Simen Zayin, Mitol Shemechuyavos Lomod Mitzvah Shelahen. Women are obligated to fully understand their mitzvahs, and therefore they can recite Birchas HaTorah. Mitol Shemechuyavos Lomod Mitzvah Shelahen. The Vilna Gaon is very bothered. But is that necessarily a mitzvah that one is obligated in? It's true that women are obligated in most mitzvos. In order to perform a mitzvah properly, it requires a certain amount of knowledge, but yet can one argue that that is an obligation in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? And therefore the Vilna Gaon writes the following, that Nashim Mevarchos Birchas HaTorah is Eino Mitzuve Vose. Just as, for example, women can recite a bracha on Shofar, on Lulav, on Sukkah, that is true when it comes to Birchas HaTorah as well. According to the Gaon, Nashim Mevarchos Birchas HaTorah means women may recite Birchas HaTorah, not that they must recite Birchas HaTorah. It is Eino Mitzuve Vose. The difficulty with this is the following. This fits in very well the way we Bnei Ashkenaz assume lahalacha, like the Sheet of Tosus. Because Tosus maintains in Kedushin, Tosus in Erev, and Adav Tzadivav, that Eino Mitzuvah Yose can indeed recite a bracha. When women perform a mitzvah optionally, a bracha can be recited, and even the term Vitzivanu can be employed as well. But the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam assumes in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tzitzis that if there is an obligation in mitzvah, then you can recite a bracha. If there is no obligation at all, therefore women may perform the mitzvah, but when women sit in sukkah, no to lulav, hear shofar, according to the Rambam Shita, no bracha. bracha is recited at all. A bracha requires an obligation in the mitzvah. Without that, there is no birchas ha-mitzvah. The Mechaber in Hilchositzes, Paskins, like the Rambam, Machalokas the Mechaber, and the Ramah. Bnei Ashkenaz, the women recite a bracha in mitzvah yoseh. The Bnei Sfarah, generally speaking, do not do so. That is the shita of the Rambam, that is the shita of the Mechaber. Yet the Mechaber writes, in the very end of Simen Mem Zayin, Nashim Mevarchos birchas ha-Torah. This could be understood as Eino mitzvah yoseh, according to the practice of Bnei Ashkenaz, but not according to the shita of the Mechaber. The Mechaber assumes that women recite Birchas HaTorah even though we don't have that option of a bracha when one is exempt from the mitzvah. Therefore, it must be according to the Mechaber's view that this is not at all a birchas ha-mitzvah. Rather, it's a birchas hodah, or perhaps a bracha on cheftz shel Torah. Then you understand very well why nashim mevarchos birchas ha-Torah. So one fundamental difference is the following. Nashim mevarchos, does that mean that women must recite birchas ha-Torah, or may recite birchas ha-Torah? The Bir Halacha writes in Simen Mem Zayin, the difference now would be the following. Can women be motzi men in birchas ha-Torah? Can they discharge the obligation of others? According to the Vilna Gaon, if it is eino mitzvah yoseh, certainly not. If you assume that women are obligated, therefore women can discharge the obligation not only for themselves, but a woman can be motzi a man in Birchas HaTorah as well. That's what the Bir Halacha comments. This machloka says to the nature of Birchas HaTorah we began to discuss is relevant for the Sugin Brachos and Daf Yud Aleph, because the Gemara has a very unusual machlokas between Rav Huna and Rava on what type of limud do we recite Birchas. Rav Huna is of the opinion that lemikra tzarech levarech, a very great chiddush. Birchas HaTorah is only for Torah shebichsav and not for Torah shebalpeh. That is the view of Rav Huna. Rava disagrees and tells us that certainly is not true. Birchas HaTorah applies to Torah shebichsav as well as to Torah shebalpeh. We certainly assume in Simen Mem Zayin as the view of Rava, ben bichsav, ben balpeh, Torah in the broadest sense requires a bracha. How do you understand this machlokes? Well, if you assume that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, therefore why should you distinguish at all between Torah Shebichsav as opposed to Torah Shebalpeh? The mitzvah of Limud HaTorah is Torah Shebichsav and not Torah Shebalpeh? Certainly not. So whereas the possibility of Birchas HaTorah serving as Birchas HaMitzvah, that can be understood according to Rava Shita, Rava who we assume like Lahalacha, but it cannot be assumed according to the view of Rav Huna. Rav Huna who limits Birchas HaTorah to Torah Shebichsav. If you assume as Reb Chaim suggests, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Cheftz Shel Torah, then you understand Rav Huna Shita beautifully. Even though no doubt there is obviously a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah and Torah Shebalpeh, but isn't there a marked difference between the two? After all, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, the Chiddush, for example, that the Ramban writes, Torah is called Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch. That one can distinguish between Torah Shebichsav as opposed to Torah Shebalpeh. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Cheftz Shel Torah. That means that these were the very words, the very letters, Mipi HaGvura. That is considered to be Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. Not necessarily true when it comes to Torah Shebalpeh. If you utilize the Hagdara of Cheftz Shel Torah, you understand very well the Shita of Rav Huna. And even we who do not paskin like Rav Huna, we assume like Rav, that Birchas HaTorah is even on Torah Shebalpeh, that does not mean that it is in principle against this possibility of Cheftz Shel Torah. Because if you look in Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah writes the following, that in principle everyone agrees that Birchas HaTorah is on Torah Shebichsav. Why is it that Rav Huna allows, Rav Rav allows for Birchas HaTorah and Torah Shebalpeh? The answer is because Torah Shebalpeh is not independent of Torah Shebichsav, it is simply a pirush, an elaboration of Torah Shebichsav. When a person is studying Melechah Shabbos, that is understanding the pasuk of Lo Sasecha Melacha, and therefore that also al pidin has status of Torah Shebichsav that requires a bracha. But there is a fundamental difference, certainly according to Rav Huna. Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh. In a fundamental issue, for example, that the Achram discussed at length, is there a kiyum of Talmud Torah when a person reads without understanding? Fascinating issue. This will be very relevant when it comes to cases of Birchas HaTorah. Let's assume, for example, a person reads Psukim, but not doing so B'teras Limud. Or, for example, a person doesn't understand what it is that they are saying. Are you obligated to recite Birchas HaTorah? Or is there a Kiyum Mitzvah of Talmud Torah when a person reads without Havana? There's several possibilities in the Achronim. The Shulchan Aruch Rav writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah in Siman Yud Beis that there should be a difference between Torah Shebichsav as opposed to Torah Shebal Peh. As an example, when a person reads the Psukei HaTorah, that is reading the substance of Torah itself. And that can be done even without Havana as well. If I'll press you in the Megillah and I'll ask you, what do the words mean? Achashdar Pinim B'nei HaRamachim. It'll be hard for you to translate those words, but you have read, right, the text of the Megillah itself. But Shenki, when it comes to Torah Shebal Peh, there the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes that one is not Yotzei the Mitzvah Talmud Torah without understanding. This again is a marked difference. Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebichsav being Heftah Shel Torah and the possibility of understanding the Shita of Rav Huna in this regard. Even a further difference. When a person recites Birchas HaTorah, our practice is after we do so, we recite psukim, we recite divrei chazal. Is that necessary? How critical is it to engage in limud haTorah, to invoke psukei haTorah after one recites brichas haTorah? These are today's and tosos and brachos and daf yid alaf mud beis. That should depend as well on this issue. If you assume that it's a brichas hamitzvah, then clearly after the brichas hamitzvah, one is obligated now to perform the mitzvah. And therefore, limud la'achar birchas haTorah is that which is critical. If you assume that it is a bracha on cheftah shel Torah, one could argue the same is true as well. Ki shem Hashem ekra havogol elokeinu, havogol elokeinu is the chiyuv bracha, but now shem Hashem ekra, a person is obligated to invoke the shem Hashem, and limud is in fact necessary. If you assume as the Ramban Shita, it is a berachas hodah for Kabbalah Satorah, therefore it is not critical that a person should learn immediately after the bracha is recited. The bracha is chal, it has meaning, certainly it is not levatala, even if one does not engage in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah immediately. And these in fact are today's and Tosus is mentioned, whether learning is critical after in fact this is recited. The Mechaber raises a further issue. The Mechaber writes in Simen Mem Zayin that Hamaharher b'divrei Torah eino tzarech levarech. Very great Chiddush. The Mechaber writes that if a person thinks in learning, that does not require Birchas HaTorah. If a person articulates, if a person enunciates, then certainly Birchas HaTorah is necessary. However, Hamaharher b'divrei Torah eino tzarech levarech. And the Vilna Gaon disagrees. The Vilna Gaon writes, do you mean to say that there is no kium of Talmud Torah al yaday hirhur? Certainly not. And therefore, a person is obligated to recite Birchas HaTorah even prior to hirhur, b'divrei Torah as well. Machlokes between the Vilna Gaon and the Mechaber. In fact, the Vilna Gaon is consistent in all three cases. The Vilna Gaon writes that Nashim Mevarchas Birchas HaTorah means that women may recite Birchas HaTorah. Einu Mitzviyosa, because it's a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Vilna Gaon insists that a person must learn after Birchas HaTorah. Like that one view in Tosus in Brachos and Daf Yud Aleph and Beis. Birchas HaMitzvah followed by Dasiyas HaMitzvah. And therefore the Vilna Gaon objects to the Mechaber. How can you argue that Hirhur does not require a bracha? Is it possible to conceive of Hirhur, meaning that it is not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah? How can that be? V'gisa b'yom ha'v'layla, hegyon libi, is believe, and therefore certainly that requires Birchas HaTorah. The Mechaber apparently disagrees. The Mechaber assumes that Noshim Mevarchos Birchas HaTorah, even though Eina Mitzvah Yosa, does not recite a bracha. It is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. A bracha on Cheftah Shel Torah, one could understand very well. Hirhur is an example, certainly is a Kiyum Mitzvah. Talmud Torah, is Hirhur considered to be a tangible, a concrete Cheftah Shel Torah? Maybe one could argue not, and therefore some manifestation, some articulation is in fact necessary. There's even a further chiddush, that Shulchan Aruch Rav I just mentioned, in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Shulchan Aruch Harav distinguishes Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav cites the Gemara in Brachos with a fascinating conclusion. The Gemara quotes the Machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi when it comes to Kriya Shema. When the Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael, obviously a person has to articulate the words. How necessary is it to hear that which you are uttering? The fact that the Gemara says that Hashma loznecha, Mashata motzi mipicha, hear that which you are saying. How critical is that? We assume halacha lechatchila. Lechatchila, a person has to hear himself recite every word of the Kriya Shema. B'di'evit he will be yotzei if he articulates, even if he doesn't hear. If he doesn't articulate at all, he just thinks about the words, then in fact he is not yotzei. The Rambam assumes a very great chiddush. This is true when it comes to Kriya Shema, because in Kriya Shema the Torah speaks of dibur and shmiya. When it comes to other brachos, here the Mechaber writes a chiddush that even a person who is mevarech belev is yotzei. Even if a person doesn't articulate at all, a person contemplates, he thinks with a clear mind of the words of the bracha, with that he is yotzei. And the Mechaber paskins against that as well, that every bracha requires that a person must articulate. But how critical is it that a person has to hear that which he is saying? This is a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, whether this is b'di'eved. The Gemara says that how can you say that there's no need to hear that which you are saying? Doesn't the pasuk say Haskeis u'shma Yisrael, indicating that Shmia is essential? The Gemara answers the following. That's not referring to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The lashon haGemara brachas tesvav amar aleph hahu b'divrei Torah hu dechsev. What did the Gemara ask? Isn't there a pasuk that says it's essential that you hear? And what did the Gemara answer? That's not referring to Kriya Shema. That's referring to Divrei Torah. So what does the Gemara mean? Divrei Torah? So Shulchan Aruch Rav writes an unbelievable chiddush. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah requires that you hear that which you are saying. A person who learns must articulate, must enunciate the words, and he must hear himself doing so. Otherwise, he will not necessarily be yotzei the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes. If a person is thinking about svara, that a person can do belave. However, if a person is learning a particular text, that the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes a person must articulate, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, it's the Gemara in Brachos. The reference, this is in Brachos Nav Tezvav. The Gemara says, isn't it clear in the Pasuk? Haskei Sushma? The Gemara answers, Ahu B'Divrei Torah Hu Dichsiv. If you look in the Shita Gobetzes in Brachos Tezvav, Shita Gobetzes understands the Gemara very differently. The Gemara says, isn't there a pasuk of Haskei Sushma? The Gemara thought that was referring to Kriya Shema, and therefore the pasuk means that you must hear. The Gemara says, no, the pasuk is referring to Hahu B'Divrei Torah Dichsiv, and therefore, obviously, the pasuk of Haskei Sushma does not mean you must hear, but rather you must understand. Shmia Salev. Once the Gemara says the Pasuk is referring to Torah, so therefore there's no need to hear. The Pasuk just simply means to understand. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes differently. An unbelievable chiddush. When a person learns, you know, you read the Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara tells us as an Eitza Tova, a person wants to be able to commit his learning to memory. A person wants to remember that which he is learning. So the Gemara says a person should articulate, because the more that you recite the words, the more of an impression it makes, as opposed to simply just thinking in a general, more abstract sense. Here the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes that this is critical for Limud HaTorah. Ad kedei kach Shulchan Aruch Rav writes an unbelievable chiddush al gabi chiddush. Two people are learning b'chavrusa. Probably one is more active, the other is passive. Shulchan Aruch Rav writes Shomea Ka'ona. Shomea Ka'ona. That's what Shulchan Aruch Rav writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah. That in principle, Divrei Torah requires articulation. Haskei Sushma, the passive chavrusa, he is being yotzei through the one who is doing most of the reading. And then the Shulchan Aruch distinguishes between different types of Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebichsav in terms of understanding. A very great chiddush. We always assume is the Gaon. Now that hearer, of course, is an absolute mitzvah of Talmud Torah, whether you're dealing with Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, text, the Matbeya, Tzuras HaKsav, as opposed to whether you're dealing with simply abstraction, it doesn't matter. Hearer certainly is considered to be a key mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So if that's true, how is it that the Mechaber writes Mahara Eino Tzarech Levarech? The answer is that hearer is not necessarily what we call Heftzah Shel Torah. It's not concrete. It doesn't manifest itself in the same way as full articulation. And therefore, perhaps for that reason, A bracha is not recited according to the view of the Mechaber, but indeed the Vilna Gaon disagrees. So the Gaon assumes consistently, Birchas HaTorah is indeed considered to be a Birchas HaMitzvah, and as pointed out, the Rambam Shita, the Ramban Shita, this is not the case. One of the other differences is the following. This is what the Beis Yosef writes. This gives rise to the machlokis between the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam regarding the following issue, and we'll see why this is so relevant for Shavuos night. Let's assume, for example, that there's a hefsek. Tosfos already told us, right, our idyllic view. Now that a person makes Birchas HaTorah in the morning, there's never a lapse of awareness at all. Everything that a person does through the course of the day certainly is within the bounds of the Torah Hashem, and therefore it's as though you never left. You reopen the sefer, of course, no bracha. What if there is a hefsek bayom? What if there is a hefsek? What happens if a person will sleep during the day? Are you obligated to recite Birchas HaTorah when you awake or you're not? These are 2 days in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Mem Zayin. This is a machlokas between the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh argues that absolutely yes, that a Shinas Keva Bayom requires Birchas HaTorah, and Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam compares Birchas HaTorah to Birchas HaShachar once a day. In the morning you recite these brachos, and then you are yotze, irrespective of any concern of hefsek. A person is mafsik bayom, but he's not obligated to repeat the Birchas HaShachar. So too Rabbeinu Tam writes is true when it comes to Birchas HaTorah itself. So the Beis Yosef writes a fundamental machlokas between the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam. How critical is hefsek? To an extent, this could also, it's not fully muchach, but parallel our issue. If one is dealing with the Birchas HaMitzvah, the assumption always in the Birchas HaMitzvah is that bracha will continue until there is a hefsek. No, and then one is obligated to recite another bracha. The analogy that Tosfos gave, bracha stafir alef, when it comes to the case of sukkah. Kozman, you're sitting in the sukkah, you're fine. You're going to leave and re-enter several hours later. Of course, you have to recite a new bracha as well. So that's what the Rosh writes applies to Birchas HaTorah. When a person is up and awake, so therefore there is no hefsek. If a person will sleep during the day, you're obligated to recite a bracha. And Rabbeinu Tam maintains, no, this is not true. This does not have the normal hagdara of Birchas HaMitzvah in hefsek. This, the Chor, is like Birchas HaShachar. Birchas HaShachar certainly is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. We assume not the Birchas HaNenin. Birchas HaShachar, Birchas Shevach v'hodah. Rabbeinu Tam seems to assume this is true of Birchas HaTorah as well. The Magen Avraham writes in Siman Mem Zayin, and the Magen Avraham reiterates in Hilchos Shavuos, that the flip side is also very relevant. Just as there's a machlokas between the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam, if there is a hefsek bayom, the flip shot should be the following. What if there is no hefsek balayla? A person is up the entire night, and now it is morning. Now what do you do? Well, if you assume, as the Rosh Hashitah, that this is a Birchas HaMitzvah, therefore the determining factor will be hefsek. Was there a lapse? Independent of day versus night, hefsek bayom requires a bracha. If there is no hefsek balayla, then no bracha is required at all. And therefore, if a person is up the entire night, you do not recite Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Rabbeinu Tam, who maintains that a hefsek bayom does not require no bracha, comparable to the case of Birchas HaShachar, so in such a case, then every morning you would indeed recite the bracha as well. That is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. That's the view of the Magen Avraham. So if a person is up all night and now it is morning, does he recite Birchas HaTorah or not? This is what the Magen Avraham comments, the machlokas between the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam. We try simply in order to avoid this machlokas, so therefore if there is someone who slept, who is absolutely, positively obligated in the bracha, so therefore let that person recite a bracha on behalf of others. If that person is not available, that is a fundamental machlokas, a machlokas between Avi Kiveger, the Mishnah Brewer, and others. What do you do if no one else is available? Many Achronim assume, Avi Kiveger and others, that a bracha should in fact be recited each morning, even if one is up the entire night. And the Mishnah Brewer writes that Safek Brachos Lahakel, in that situation one should be motzi, if not, Safek Bracha. The Chiddush of this Mishnah Brewer, assuming it's Safek Bracha, this is Siman Mem Zayin Sif Katan Chav Beis, is the following. We discussed Birchas HaTorah, Daraisa, Drabanan. The Ramban assumes that Birchas HaTorah is Daraisa. Is the Rambam explicitly in disagreement? Not necessarily. The Rambam just doesn't mention this in Sefer HaMitzvos. He does not count this as one of Taryag Mitzvos. One possibility is because Birchas HaTorah is only Drabanon. But there are other possibilities as well. I had mentioned last year the Mabit in Kiryas Sefer, Perikud Beis, Afilchos Tefillah. It's a hard Mabit to find. But he writes Nochos Tefillah. Of course the Rambam admits that Birchas HaTorah is Daraisa. But it's in the broadest sense part of the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. Just because the Rambam does not count it independently does not necessarily mean that it is not a mitzvah daraisa. We've discussed in many different contexts, in various shiurim, that sometimes the Rambam will call various elements of a mitzvah together, even though obviously all are daraisa. And it's somewhat of a challenge at times to know when it's counted as one mitzvah, when two mitzvahs. We've discussed tzitzis and tcheles, we've discussed cases of tefillah shayat, tefillah shorosh, the Rambam shita when it comes to klei hamikdash, everything is considered to be a single mitzvah. When do you count independently? When do you count simply chelkei hamitzvah as one? So the Mabit suggests that the Rambam Shita is also Birchas HaTorah is in fact daraisa. It's not counted in Sefer HaMitzvahs because in the broader sense it is subsumed under the concept of Talmud Torah. Interesting possibility. So how do we assume the halacha? If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, in the very beginning of Sim Mem Zayin, Sifkat Nalef, the Mishnah Berurah seems to assume that we maintain that Birchas HaTorah is indeed Daraisa. So it's an interesting split. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat Nalef, Birchas HaTorah is Daraisa. Sifkat Nechav Beis, with this issue of the Machlokas, the Rosh Rabbi Yatam, the Mishnah Berurah assumes Safek Brachos, Lahakel. Is that a contradiction? Daraisa, Safek Brachos, Lahakel. One could suggest a couple of possibilities. Number one is the following. The Mishnah Berurah assumes that mi'ikar hadin, like the sheet of the rush. The Mishnah Berurah is bothered because in Shulchan Aruch Mem Zayin, the Rama writes that if a person sleeps during the day, when you awake, even if it's a shinas keva, you don't recite a bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that rov poskim are against that shita. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, Hamavarech lo hifsid. It's clear from the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah maintains that the ikar view lahalochi is that of the rush. See, if that's true, then you can understand the psak halacha of Mishnah Berurah. Even if one should assume that Birchas HaTorah is daraisa, not every machlokes do we necessarily assume, even in a mitzvah daraisa, that we will assume the chumrah. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah assumes Me'ikar Hadin like the Shita of the Rosh, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah assumes that when it comes to Shavuos night, if there is no Hefzik, no Bracha should be repeated, and that will be true even if Birchas HaTorah is in fact a Bracha on a level of Daraisa. Or another possibility, even if you assume Birchas HaTorah is Daraisa, but this Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that every morning you recite Birchas HaTorah, is that Daraisa, or is that only Drabanan? Birchas HaTorah is Daraisa. So therefore the Rosh writes that whenever there's a Hefsek, you're required to recite Birchas HaTorah. Rabbi Yantam maintains, no, the day requires Birchas HaTorah. Is that a Din Daraisa? Or is that not a Din Daraisa? Maybe one could argue, look, Rabbi Yantam compares it to Birchas HaShachar. That certainly is not the din daraisa. Maybe even Rabbeinu Metam would maintain an interesting chiddush that the daily recitation of Birchas HaTorah, even if there is no hefsek, even that is only a din drabanan. Rabbeinu Tam would argue, I admit that if there is an absolute hefsek, then it's true, the Birchas HaTorah now is daraisa. But I who maintain that even if there is no hefsek, like in the case of Shavuos, so therefore the Birchas HaTorah is only drabanan in that instance, in which case one can assume that safek bracha is in fact lahakel. In this machlokas, a person is up all night, as we mentioned, machlokas the Rosh, Rabbi Yotam, machlokas Sarchronim Harapaskin. Today, in order to be yotzi the chol hadeos, we see to it that someone else is motzi asnes bracha, but a fascinating ha'ara of Ravi Kivenger. It's not easy, right? Being up all night. So how do you see to it that you're going to be able to be up all night and you're going to be able to learn with a sense of passion and enthusiasm? Other years it's more difficult. This year, but how are you going to see to it that you're going to be up Shavuos night learning with Hatzmat Atzuma? What are you going to do during Sunday? So you're going to take a nap You're going to sleep during the day. In order to do that, you know, on a weekday, the B'nai Yeshiva could do so. The Balabatim, it's harder to do. Now you're working, you come back, you're exhausted. Now this year, right, the Rov Klaius, or they're going to nap on Sunday in order to be up for Shavuos night. No, that's Ravi Kiviger's Manavshach. No, Ravi Kiviger writes the following. The Rush writes that a Shinas Keva Bayom requires a bracha. Rabbi Natam disagrees. Rabbi Natam writes the morning requires a bracha. Shinas Keva Bayom does not. But if you're going to combine that you're going to nap during the day and then you're going to be up all night, then everyone agrees that come the morning, you're obligated to recite Birchas HaTorah. Either because it's the morning, what are you going to say? No, maybe the rush. You should have recited the bracha then after you woke up from your nap. So if the practice, generally speaking, is that you're not going to recite Tabrach at that particular time, that's Rabbi Kiviger's Chiddush, that in that instance, then of course you recite Berachas HaTorah. That's not a machlokas. The machlokas, the Rosh Rabbeinu Tam would be, is when you recite the bracha. But let's assume the given reality, that many are chayish of what the Rama writes, that even napping during the day, you don't recite a new Berachas HaTorah, but the Rosh writes in principle that you should. So therefore, if that indeed is the case, so then Miman of Shachman is obligated to recite a bracha in the morning itself. That's Rabbi Kiviger's Ha'ara, that many posts can assume lahalach as well. So all things being equal, if there's someone who slept during the night, so our practice is that person can be motzi others in the bracha. If that cannot be, so again, Rabbi Natam writes the bracha nonetheless as recited. Rabbi Kiviger writes, if a person slept during the day, right, even if he didn't sleep at night, of course he's obligated to recite a bracha under those circumstances. The Gemara tells us in the Dharma Daf Pei Aleph that Alma of the Haaretz, that why is it that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? And the Gemara answers with the following chiddush that Al Shlo Berchu B'Torah Tchila, because Klal Yisrael failed to recite Birchas HaTorah. That is what was responsible for the Churban HaBayis. In fact, the Shagazari, when he discusses whether Birchas HaTorah is Daraisa Rabbanan, he quotes this Gemara. If this is what gave rise to Churban HaBayis, so obviously it cannot just simply be a mitzvah drabanan. It must be something which is so critical, so fundamental, that Birchas HaTorah in fact was a din daraisa. The Ran interprets the Gemara slightly differently. The Ramban writes the following. Why is it that they didn't recite Birchas HaTorah? He writes that the pursuit of Torah, lo hayu chashuvim b'necha, it wasn't something that they revered. It wasn't prominent in their eyes. V'lo hayu oskim b'lishma. It wasn't the Birchas HaTorah itself. But the fact that they didn't recite a bracha, that placed a value on the Limud HaTorah itself. When a person engages in, relatively speaking, something he considers to be mundane, you don't recite a bracha. When a person recites a bracha, that elevates its status. If indeed a bracha was not recited, that reflects on the primacy of Torah. And that was the reason for Churban HaBayis. That's what the Ran writes, that Al Shel Berchu B'Torah Tchila. They quote in the Degel Machne Ephraim, a sefer written by the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. He quotes in the name of the Baal Shem Tov the following chiddush: Al Shel Berchu B'Torah Tchila, which bracha did they fail to recite? Unclear? Which bracha? All of Birchas HaTorah? So they say in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, again, it's not found explicitly in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, but Al Shel Berchu B'Torah Tchila, the bracha V'Harivna, that they failed to recite. V'Harivna is a very interesting application, right? It's not enough when we recite Birchas HaTorah that we echo the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded us to engage in Limud HaTorah, but immediately V'Harivna. And as you know, V'Harivna, there is a No, it's considered to be, as Tosfos writes, a single bracha. When someone is motzi you in Birchas Shavuos morning, when he comes to Lasuk B'Divrei Sori, you don't answer Amen because the bracha is not yet complete. V'harevna. That's a fascinating chiddush. That it's a single bracha. The fact that we are obligated in Limud HaTorah, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see to it that the Torah is considered to be pleasant, is considered to be sweet. It must be something that we see not as being an ol, not as something that somehow is a difficult or arduous task. That certainly is true in the sense of Limud HaTorah requires amelus, but the perspective should be that this is a joyous expression of Avodas Hashem. Rabbi Yonah writes in Perkei Avos that When a person engages in amelus, a person must do so besimcha. It must be an experience to be able to properly rejoice. And therefore, the bracha of Aharevna is a critical component of Birchas HaTorah, because this is essential to the pursuit of Limud HaTorah. Degley Tal in his Hakdama writes the following, that there's certain Bnei Yeshiva somehow who think that if a person enjoys their learning, that somehow that's almost a form of learning shelo lishma, as though a person is not supposed to gain benefit from it, a person is not supposed to do so, you're doing so simply because of positive law, that there is a divine imperative. And the Great Tal admonishes the Talmidim, the only way one will be matzliach in learning is if he finds this to be an absolutely fulfilling and joyous expression. It doesn't mean that we learn because it is pleasurable. But the fact that that should be part of the element of Limud HaTorah, of course, that is considered to be critical. In fact, the Sefer HaChinuch in Siman Tov Lamed writes the following. There are two brachos daraisa. One is Birchas HaMazon, and one is Birchas HaTorah. There's a marked difference between them. They're both Birchos Hodah. When do you recite these brachos? Over or la'achar asiyasa? Normally, whenever it comes to Birchas Hodah, the bracha always follows ve'chalta v'savata, then uveirachdos Hashem Elokecha. It's unusual that you have Birchas HaTorah, Birchas Hodah, that precedes the act itself. All the other Birchos Hodah, we witness whatever it is. We see a friend we haven't seen for an extended period of time. We see a natural phenomenon. We see a beautiful place in this world. A person is obligated subsequently then to recite a bracha, Birchos Hodah. When it comes to Birchos HaTorah, that's not true. The bracha proceeds. Why is that? Maybe one could argue as follows. Rav Slavichik once suggested, when you deal with other examples, it's a davar kotzuf, it's finite. The mitzvah comes to an end. And therefore, you can make a bracha la'achareha. When it comes to Birchas HaTorah, that it's an ongoing obligation that is never ending, how do you ever make a bracha la'achareha? A person now closes the sefer, the mitzvah is over, and now I recite the bracha. How can that be? Indeed, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, that there is a clear hagdara, that the aliyah ends here, the mitzvah ends here, then we even have a bracha la'achareha as well. Perhaps that's one of the reasons that Birchas HaTorah is lifanah. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch in Tav Lamed in Birchas HaMazon, Sefer HaChinuch writes the following fascinating insight, that a person has to respond differently to what we call hanas haguf, physical pleasure, physical needs, as opposed to the hanas hanefesh. You know, a person, for example, right, has a meal which is placed before him. It's true, a person could be very hungry, and a person could feel a great sense of gratitude for the fact that now he can partake, and now he can satisfy a physical need, but yet, we can delay the bracha until the mitzvah or the achila has been performed. That is true when it comes to hanas haguf. The Sefer HaChinuch writes the following, when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, the hodah that a person must echo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be that which is immediate. You know, sometimes a person can experience something and he can't hold back. No? Oh, wait, you'll tell me later. No, a person is so full of passion and enthusiasm, he has to tell you right now what it is that he experienced. When a person is less enthusiastic, less passionate, then waiting till achar yasyasan is considered to be an option. That's the chiddush that the Sefer HaChinuch writes when it comes to Birchas HaTorah. The hodah that we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that which is so immense that therefore, waiting until afterwards, after one engages Limud HaTorah, that is not considered to be an option. It means a person awakes, and a person is filled with such a sense of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Ramban writes, for giving us the Torah Hashem, so therefore that abracha must be immediate, and it cannot be delayed. And therefore, the chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah is over l'asiyasa. In fact, with this chinuch in mind, you understand very well, the Gemara doesn't tell us in Nedarim Daf Pei Aleph, Alma of Daret simply Shalbercha Batorah, but the Gemara adds the one word, Al Shalbercha Batorah Tchila. They didn't recite the bracha over Lasiyasa. There are many expressions of Hodah in life. Generally speaking, a person waits, a person can internalize what he's experienced, afterwards he can offer Shevach V'Hodah. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that the primacy of Torah, which is Kedushas Yisrael, Kabbalah HaTorah did not simply mean that we became obligated in mitzvahs. Kadshenu Mitzvosecher was a Geirus of Klal Yisrael. It was a time that we became obligated in mitzvahs. That bracha one is obligated to recite immediately. You can't awake, and then an hour later, then you're going to recite the bracha. That bracha must be recited betchila, and therefore that is the significance. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, the Torah emphasizes the difference between necessary, legitimate hanas aguf, but certainly it pales compared to the real hanas hanefesh, and therefore this uniquely is a birchas hodah, which is considered to be ovel asiyasan. This is part of the primacy of birchas haTorah. Not only the technical issue on Chag HaShavuos, to be able to know exactly when to recite birchas haTorah, if there is a hefsek bayom and no hefsek balayla, but again, what the birchas haTorah is trying to convey, a concept as the Ramban writes, of a birchas hodah for Kabbalah HaTorah, that we always must be mindful of that great schuz that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, and indeed, if we fail to do so, that was the Gemara tells us Nadam contributes to the Churban HaBayis.